carry around in your body the death of Jesus.
We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. 2 Corinthians 4:10.
I have discovered that to be alive, to carry around in my body the love, the truth, and the hope of Jesus, there's always something in me that needs to be given over to death first. Sometimes it's my belief that I do not count, or my belief that I'm invisible, or my belief that I'm insignificant. Sometimes it's a general sense of irritability, discontent, and despondency. Sometimes it's jealousy, sorrow, or animosity. Whatever it is, before I can expect relief and revelation from Jesus, I need to be willing to give something over to death first.
For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. 2 Corinthians 4:11.
I have found in my own life that death precedes life. Jesus makes alive that what is dead. He does not make alive something that still has its own life in it. Something needs to be surrendered and destroyed for the sake of something new to be created. I would offer my own self-nature in exchange for Christ's nature, my own sinful habits and patterns in exchange for Christ's habits and behavior patterns, my own understanding in exchange for Christ's truth.
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. John 12:24.
I bless you to believe that unless the jealousy, sorrow, or animosity in you fall into the ground and dies, it will remain alone, without the love, hope, and truth of Christ. But if it dies, it will produce much fruit, the powerful life of Jesus himself.
For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 1:21.
May we who are alive always give over to death everything that hinders and hurts, so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body here on earth. I bless you.